Blog Talk Radio.
What up, guys? Yes, we are back with another video. Yes, so it's time to get into some things. We got to chit chat. Hold on, let me set everything up so I can make sure I see you guys and all that good chat like that. What's going on, everybody? What's going on? We are back again at it, hard in the paint. You know what I'm saying? Getting into some things, okay? All right, so the people are already going in, okay, in the comments. You guys are not having it with this Nipsey Hussle situation. So this will not be a very long live feed, but it'll be a good one. Shout out to the new subscribers. Okay, so if you're returning, then you know how this shit goes sometimes in the beginning. Gets a little rocky. Things don't always add up, but we get through through the show. If you're new, welcome and hello. All righty then. So without further ado, I will not hold you guys, especially the people watching this as a replay. Well, how do I start this? Well, No, that's probably not the best way to start this. Kim Kardashian. is getting dragged right now in her comments because of a picture she posted promoting her sister's new website, Poosh.com. Okay, so let's get into it. So Nipsey Hussle, a day after Nipsey Hussle, the Nipsey Hussle incident happened. Kim Kardashian posted this selfie here saying Poosh.com tomorrow. And the people were fed up. They did not like that she posted that. And so they are dragging her in her comments. They are saying that, you know, she basically is a narcissist. She's self-centered. I got a list of these comments here for you, what they're saying about her. Let me see if I can get them. Oh, here we go. Not today, Kim. Kim, we don't want to see this foolishness today. Give us a few days. It shows how image is a priority here versus spreading positivity after yesterday's tragedy in the entertainment industry. But hey, don't forget the selfie. Another one says, can we honor the king that just died and not worry about the spotlight being stolen? Can we grieve? I thought your family were close to with Lauren London and at one point check on her. R.I.P. at Nipsey Hussle. Someone else said, Kim Kardashian, you're always a narcissist. This ain't the time or the day. Bigger things are happening. LA is mourning. Show some respect. Man, I'm sick of this family. And here's my favorite one. Let me show you my favorite one. The culture your family clings to and appropriates just lost a young king. Have some class. So, this is a pretty interesting topic because I'm torn. Because on one hand, I'm like, you know what? I get, well, on one hand, I understand, okay, you know, it was a turn of events and, you know, Kim should say something. Now, they are saying that Kim said something in the article that I wrote. They said Kim made a post. I went on Kim's Instagram. I did not see the post there. So I don't know. It ain't on there now of Nipsey Hussle. So I don't know that she even said anything about Nipsey, or maybe it was in her story. I didn't check the story. I checked her profile. And it wasn't nothing on there regarding to Nipsey. So in one hand, I'm like, all right, she should be able to post whatever the hell she wants. Like, just because this was Nipsey Hussle, maybe she didn't know him. Maybe she didn't have a relationship with him. She doesn't have to really post like that. But then on the other hand, I'm like, well, girl, I kind of feel what these people are saying. If you're going to appropriate the culture and you want to be in our culture, then you need to be in it wholeheartedly. And so you need to mourn with us. But at the same time, I get torn because I'm like, do we really want a bunch of fake outrage? Like, why is it okay? Why are people so okay with the fake outrage of it all? Maybe she didn't care that much. I would much rather a person not post me at all, or not act like they cared if they really didn't care. I don't think we should force people to acknowledge when something is going on, because I mean, it's not genuine. People shouldn't be forced into saying something or acknowledging something. But I do understand most people will say, well, they appropriate our culture, so why wouldn't they celebrate us and mourn with us all together? So I want to know what you guys think about this situation. Should Kim Kardashian be able to post? Like, my thing is this. So the only way you can post on social media is if you post like an RIP Nipsey Hussle or something like that, and then she can post a selfie. Like, why can't Kim post what she wants to post on her own social media? So the call-in number is 563-999-3658. I want to know what you guys think. Can she post or can she not? All right, 903-7931. You're live on the air.
Okay, so first thing, I don't really think – my first thing is, yes, like you said, the fake outrage. Like, I feel like a lot of people are fakes at fake outrage. Like, I don't think this many people actually cared about Nipsey Hussle. Not that many people was listening to his music before he died. Like, and we noticed, like, his music sales went up 3,000%. We know that's from all the people who weren't listening to him that just went to go listen to him to find out who he was so they can post something with a song and say they're sad. Like, that's part one. And part two, why should Kim Kardashian care about Nipsey Hussle dying? It is so many other people that are still posting their normal lives, and they're not getting dragged. So right. Why Kim Kardashian get dragged for living her normal life? She's advertising her sister's new website. Now, I'm not caping for Kim or nothing, but I don't understand people dragging her for living her life. Everybody's still living their life. People die every day. And the people that are pretending like they care this much about Nipsey Hussle are really annoying me because I don't believe it. And all these people are like, Oh, he wanted to put out what Dr. Sebi was doing. Please tell me who Dr. Sebi was. Half these people cannot even tell me who Dr. Sebi was. So I'm not torn at all. People need to leave Kim Kardashian alone and let that woman live her life. I'm sure she didn't give a damn about Nipsey Hussle. And she's rightfully to not give a damn about Nipsey Hussle. Nobody has to care if they don't want to care. And like you said, I would rather her live her life instead of posting some fake outrage or some fake sadness. Because if she would have posted a post saying how sad she was, people would have dragged her for that too.
Thank you. I understand. I feel like I know who this is.
This is King Tookie's girlfriend.
Okay, okay, yeah, yeah, okay. You sound familiar. You sound like one of my friends, actually. But yes, all right, yeah, 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 yeah. So shout out to you guys.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, so you're not here for the shit.
No, not at all. Leave that woman alone. She can do whatever she want to do, and she do not have to care about Nipsey Hussle dying. She does not have to, and that's all I have to say.
All right, thank you. Bye.
Mm-hmm.
All right, guys, so this is not going to be a super-duper long live. I just kind of want to know what you guys thought about the situation. So let's take another caller. 336-6210, what do you think about the situation? Should Kim Kardashian care about what's going on or not?
Hey, Armand, it's Alpha Glam. What's up?
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, I don't necessarily really care that she whether she cares or not. But the thing is that I do believe that when you're a celebrity or if you have some type of influence, especially if you live in the area where something big like this, like what happened with Nipsey, is going on, if you don't speak out, it makes it seem to some people that you don't, not more than just that you don't care, but also that you're just really not paying attention to what's happening to the culture and that you're oblivious to it. And that's honestly... it honestly speaks to her white privilege because obviously she doesn't have to care. She doesn't. She's rich enough where this doesn't affect her life, and so it doesn't matter. It wouldn't be until somebody like Kanye, who is her husband, who would be killed where she would care, and rightfully so. That's a father of her children. But I could care less, honestly, if she cares or not, because her family doesn't care about black people. They only care about black dick, to be real.
Okay.
It doesn't surprise that she doesn't care. So I'm not really bothered by it.
Okay. So hold on. Shout out to one of our new members, Desi. Yeah, shout out to you. Wait a minute. You said a mouthful. So going back to black dick. So you said her family only cares about that?
Basically. They care about black dick and capitalizing off of black women's culture. They take our hairstyles, they take our style of dress, they market it to their own, and then they make money off of it, and then can call themselves on the Forbes list of the biggest billionaire or the youngest billionaire on the Forbes list, as if they're not literally stealing from the culture. We are, black folks are the culture. Let's make no mistake about that. We are the culture. What we say in culture goes. Without us, there would be no culture. And so as a result of that, if I'm looking at a Kim Kardashian or even some of her other sisters that do the exude the same behavior, stealing our culture, then it doesn't surprise me when they don't or when she doesn't post about Nipsey Hussle. I don't expect her to talk about that shit because, like I said, she is so far removed from that, and people want to associate her or expect her to do that just because she has black children or because she's with a black man. That means nothing. The slave owner, the slave masters were raping us and creating black children with us, but they still considered us slaves. They still were ruling us and still owned us. So just because you see white people engage with us or marry us or have children with us doesn't mean they're one of us. And so that's why, like, I don't get the outrage either. I agree with the first caller, but I don't agree with the outrage for a different reason. I don't agree with it because I don't expect people to do things that I already see. Like, if I know that you are automatically a culture vulture, why would I expect you to care about the culture enough to make a post about Nipsey Hussle? She don't care about the culture. She just cares about making money off of it.
I heard that. You spoke that. You said that, caller. I agree. You said that.
And
thank
that's all
you.
I say. All right.
Bye. She was on that one. I mean, that was pretty on the money, if you ask me. What else? Let's see. 925-3556. You're live on the air.
Hi, Armand, baby.
Hi. What's going on?
You know, the last caller, she made all the statements correctly. She took all the words out of my mouth. The main thing that I was thinking about was, didn't they have ties to Lauren London?
And see, you know what? I don't know that deep. I don't know. I've heard that. Some people were saying that in the comments, I think. So I don't know. But
I'm
sure we'll find out soon.
I do remember if it was all clicked up back in the day, like when the whole thing came out with Jordan, they kept bringing up Lauren London, how she used to be cool with them, and how one of them snaked her back in the day.
Mm.
And we can't expect the Kardashians to ever really, like, come out and say anything about somebody like Nipsey. Nipsey was like a real pillar for our people and his community. Then they don't care about that kind of stuff. That's so beneath them. That's on the lower side of Los Angeles. So while they're up there in Calabasas living their best life, that stuff don't bother them.
Mm-hmm.
They really don't care like that. They don't care about our people hurting or our people hurting each other or what, you know, the conspiracy of was this a plotted setup, which I kind of still feel like something ain't right with that. But, yeah, the last caller, she said everything I wanted to say.
So
they,
why do you feel
as
though,
from us, but they don't want to live like us.
But why do you think so many black women or people support the Kardashians?
I honestly don't understand it because it's like they're taking from us, but they would never want to live like us. They don't want to go through the things that we go through and see the things that we see. They'll never feel the way we feel, but they want to look like us. They want to profit off of, just like the Dr. Sebi stuff. Why not take the person out that is going to stop us from getting money? So they don't really care about that.
Mm.
It's the same difference. So that you take us out the picture, then what do you have? Where are you going to steal your ideas from? Well, you're not making men's clothing, but you rock a French braid. So it's like there's nothing to meet in the middle there. It's just keep scraping off the top because, it's like you said, I don't know that deep. They don't know that deep either. They know that we're going through a whole lot of things and we always will seem like we're going to be forever somewhat oppressed. They don't care. They see us. They see dollar signs because that's just like the whole Cardi B situation. You got all these black women that root for her.
Oh, we can't do Cardi B right now. It'll get too heavy. Now
okay,
I know Cardi B. This is not the
line
for Cardi.
Okay.
But thank you. Thank you.
I'll call you later. Bye, boo.
All right. Bye. All right. So if you're just joining us, we are talking about Kim Kardashian getting dragged in the comments of her one of her latest Instagram posts. A day after Nipsey Hussle died, she posted this on her Instagram promoting her sister's noob.com and a lifestyle brand website and things like that. And many people were outraged by it. They felt like, you know, Kim and her family are culture vultures and they should be supporting and mourning with the African-American culture. And they feel as though, you know, they've had it with the Kardashians. They're dragging her left and right. Literally, there's like hundreds of thousands of damn near comments in that motherfucker. Like, you can just go through the comments and, like, you'll see them. But I want to know what you guys think. Are we expecting everybody to say something about Nipsey Hussle? Is this a bunch of fake outrage? Does everybody really care? Because I'll let you know, I don't think that half the people talking about it really, really cares. Also, people are getting frustrated with 50 Cent. And I don't understand why people are getting frustrated with 50 Cent. Maybe 50 Cent didn't know him, or maybe 50 Cent didn't like him. Everybody's not going to like everybody. And so if the nigga dies, it might not really affect him the way that it affects someone else. So, and then 50 Cent was petty. He went and posted a condolences post and put his picture up with it. So to me, that was shade, but I don't know. I wish I had the damn picture up here, but yeah, 50 Cent was very petty for that. All right, let's take another caller. Then we're going to wrap this shit up. We're not going to really be in here all damn day. 323-8266, you're live on the air.
Hello. Hello. Hi. How you guys doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing good. So I just want to say I actually know Nipsey. and I grew up with him, and I have a lot of good things to say about him, because, you know, people are putting, like, blogs, like, negativity, and he's this and he's that, but I knew him personally, and we basically grew up together. He did music in my backyard, and Nipsey, one thing I can say, even though everybody know the gangster side of Nipsey, or they know, like, the Crip side of Nipsey, but Nipsey was a really good person. He did a lot to change the community. He also had his own hair company. A lot of people didn't know that. He also had his own barbershop, and one of my next-door neighbors, he gave him a job to work at the barbershop. You know what I'm saying? So a lot of people are speaking all this negativity about Nipsey Hussle, but Nipsey definitely left a legacy in the heart of L.A. You know, I am from Crenshaw. I grew up in the area, you know what I mean? So nobody doesn't know the way I know Nipsey before he became famous and before everyone knew who he was. You see what I'm saying? So all I'm just saying,
so what are they saying?
Man,
do we need to end this live and start? Do we need to do a live interview with you, and so you can really go ahead and clear the air? Come on.
This is how I feel. Okay, I'm gonna just speak how I feel. I feel like it's a lot of conspiracy theories that's going on. You know, I am hurt that what happened to him. I feel like he got pure blooded murder. You know what I mean? And it's just really sad that this had to happen to him, you know, and he got killed in front of his kids. You know what I mean? Yeah. That's a terrible way to go. He was in front of his kids. So I'm just really hurt right now. You know what I mean? I'm outraged because I'm like, you know, he did his music in my backyard. Like, he started off doing music. We all grew up together. We were all friends before he even became famous. You know what I mean? 15, 16 years old, you know what I mean? So it just hurts a lot, you feel what I'm saying? Because he really left a legacy. You know, he had his own clothing line, you know what I mean? He did a lot of stuff to change the community. Yes, he probably started off as a gang member, but he changed his life. He was really loyal to Laurel London, and he was just a really good overall person. And every time he seen me and my family or anybody, he always respected us because that's where he started from, you know what I mean? In L.A., in the heart of L.A., going to studios, putting in time, and just everyone loved him. That's why he's very loved in L.A., and he was a good person, period, point blank.
Okay, let me ask you, do you think it was rude for Kim Kardashian to post a picture right after he died?
Well, as I'm looking at the blog, I'm seeing this, and I'm like, wow. One thing I could say about the Kardashians, I don't have anything against the Kardashians. You know, I've been a makeup artist for 10 years, so I understand the beauty industry. You know, I worked for several different makeup companies and all that. They just getting their bread. You know what I mean? I feel like it should not be no hate against each other because everybody's out there trying to get their bread. And I feel like all the black girls that's mad, they can start their own brand too. You know what I mean? You can be just like a Kim Kardashian. You could be like a Rihanna. All you got to do is start your own brand and learn the industry. Anybody can actually start their own independent label in the beauty industry. You know, and it's a lot of African-American women that actually are starting their own brands and doing what they're supposed to do to get their bread. You know what I mean? So the same way they started their makeup brand, they can do the same thing, you know. It's all about being an entrepreneur and learning business and just studying it. The same way how Nipsey started his clothing line, the same way how he started his own barbershop, and the same way how he started his own salon. Anybody and everybody can start their own brand. And that's why I respect Nipsey, because he actually was that dude that invested in his community. He also had his own Fatburger. You know, a lot of people don't know that. He bought up all the properties. He was a real estate mogul, you know. He was a legend. He really, I really feel like he really did a lot to help L.A. And that's all I got to say about it. You know what I mean?
Okay. Well, yeah. Email me if you want to talk some more. My email is thearmondwiggenshow@gmail.com. And thank you for providing that insight for us. Okay.
You're welcome. You have a
blessed day. All right. Let's take some more callers. 803-4510. What do you think about Kim Kardashian? Hi.
Hi, I'm so happy I finally got to catch you live. So just cut to the chase. Personally, I feel like Kim Kardashian and her family, I don't expect an outrage from them, nor do I expect them to place like any fake outrage upon it as well. And even though they did have a connection with Laura London, I don't expect them to really publicly post anything about Nipsey per se, because like you said, they probably didn't even have any really real relationship with him in order to mm-hmm. be posting any of their opinions. However, a moment of silence would be nice. That's really
okay.
It. I mean, granted, yes, they have promotions to make. They have businesses to run. They have their own lives to live, just as all of us do. But because, you know, as you mentioned before, they appropriate our culture, you know, they get the black men, they have biracial children, all of that considered, they should at least have a moment of silence. They know that we are hurting as a culture, and we know, and to add on to what you said earlier with there are a majority of black people who don't know who Dr. CB is, who don't know Nipsey Hussle himself or the works that he was doing, and they're just out here making fake outrage. And, you know, we don't want that from the Kardashians either. But because they have a larger platform, they should at least notice and recognize that us as a culture are still hurting that one of our men have been once again taken, and the people as an industry, not as the black industry, but as the full mm-hmm. industry, don't seem to really care. And so because they have a larger platform for the people who follow them, and the people being the majority black, they should at mm-hmm. least respect the notion and just, you know, today is not a day to post this. Let's just be silent. I have nothing to say about Nipsey because I don't know him, but let me be silent for the people who follow us. You know what I mean?
Yes.
And
okay,
Yeah, thank you so much. Okay.
Bye. I agree with these callers. I agree. I liked her approach with being silent, just a moment of silence, because, I mean, but at the end of the day, you got to think the Kardashians, they like the attention and the focus to be upon them. So at any moment, you know, they may have to shift the narrative. Her sisters, that, you know, if they planned the launch for her sister's website on this day, I don't think anybody knew or was expecting or was planning that Nipsey Hussle was going to die. So if this was their launch date of the website, then maybe they had to do it at that time. Let's see. 501-1569, you're live on the air.
Hey, Armand.
Hey.
Yeah, I'll make this quick because I know you ain't trying to be on here forever. So, honestly, I feel like, well, as we know how they are, the Kardashians, they're known for always taking the spotlight during
yes.
anything that goes on.
Yes.
So I think that's why the people are mad. And that's the only thing that I can really say on that, Ben. Like, that's the only reason why people are mad, because they're known for doing it. So it seems like it's out of spite instead of, you know, just, oh, well, I didn't know anything. You know how she acts, like a goddamn airhead. So
right.
That's basically what it is. So
you just kind of feel like whatever?
Do I expect her to? No, I don't expect her to give a damn, because has she ever gave a damn about pretty much anything else besides her and her family? So it's expected.
All right.
Hey, Armand, can I add a quick point?
Yeah.
Just for the people who say, like, all like the bandwagon and they didn't know who Nipsey was or anything about Dr. Sebi.
Yeah.
He actually opened eyes up and put street recognition to it, and people who may not have know the name and can actually do research now rather than it be hid to them.
Oh, to Dr. Sebi.
Yeah, to both of them. To his
work. Oh, to both of them, yeah.
Yeah, because, like, outside of a rap artist, like you said, Nipsey had business. He was independent. He had a grind and a drive behind him. Like, this could be an eye-opener for people just for the culture. And
not everybody's bad.
Yeah.
Not every black man's bad.
Right. Right.
Yeah,
well, that was kind of our conversation in the earlier one, when it was like, you know, should he have went back to the hood? And that was a pretty intense live. But,
Yeah, yeah. Like, honestly, we was talking about that earlier, me and a couple guys at work. Like, I think he was, in a sense, bigger than the particular area where his business was, but he had been there for so long that it was kind of like a second nature to him.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of like a damned if you do, damned if you don't. If you come back, that could be a consequence, but if you don't come back, then you know how that goes.
Right. All right. Thank you, caller.
All right. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you. All right. Let's take a couple more. 954-7317. You're live on the air. Okay. She's not here. Private caller, you're live on the air.
Hi, Armand.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, I'm calling in because I, too, am from Southern California, Long Beach, to be particular, which is just outside of Compton in L.A. And not only do I do work in the industry, but I'm very familiar with the streets. And I would like to say that I feel like the whole Kardashian thing is a little bit of both. I think that's how we all do it down here. But the Kardashian thing, I feel like that has absolutely nothing to do with this individual whatsoever. They don't even, they're not from the streets. They're not in no level aware of anything that has to do with anything in the streets. Although they might want to perpetuate a little bit of Black culture, they have nothing to do with the streets. So if they have their plans scheduled to post their stuff up, that's just what they do. Anybody who's following the Kardashians is most likely not focusing on Nipsey Hussle. The whole audience that I've been following, I've seen nothing but my timeline posts of him and him only, and I didn't know anything about the Kardashians until you said something. So I don't think anybody who's focusing on Nipsey right now even has an inkling clue anything about what the Kardashians are up to. They don't keep up with them. So they're from two completely different worlds, and I don't even think that anybody's paying attention to them that's paying attention to him. If you're hurt by this, you're not looking at them. So their audience is not Nipsey Hussle followers. That's just what I feel and what I know. So I don't think one has to do with the other.
I think, well,
do you think it does?
Well, yeah, I was going to say, I can't say that their audience, it doesn't, like, it's not, wouldn't follow a Nipsey Hussle, because right now, in all honesty, Nipsey Hussle has an audience that I don't even feel like he had when he passed away, because all of the people talking about Nipsey Hussle is not just Nipsey Hussle's audience. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, like, he's only been gone for 2 days, though. He's only been gone for 2 days. I mean, people are going to hop on the bandwagon when they see that somebody is gone. And, you know, that's just what they do. But the Kardashians can't stop whatever they're doing. They're going to – it's an app. Instagram is an app that everybody has their own thing going on, and you jump on – and you look at what people are selling, and that abruptly this happened 2 days ago, and we're all hurt badly by it. I mean, my heart is broken for Lauren. It's so broken for her because he loved her so much. And I know deep down inside that anybody that's really paying attention to the Nipsey thing is not focusing on the Kardashians. They have their audience, and maybe some –
So what I would challenge you to do too is when we get off of this video, go look at that go look at her Instagram and go look at how many Black people are in those comments, in those thousands of comments, dragging it in the comments, and you'll see how many people
are paying attention to it.
That
is so ridiculous. So anybody else in the world who is posting on their platform like normal, who is not affected by Nipsey Hussle, someone from Los Angeles, California, who the people that loved him are affected, are going to go onto the comments of somebody else in an app to cuss them out for continuing to do their business?
Absolutely. So they did it to 50 Cent too, because he didn't post, because 50 Cent was posting stuff from his auditions, and then he cursed out a fan. They did it to 50. People were literally watching. I'm not sure at what point did you come into the show, but we actually have several of these posts that are up right now. Actually, one being this definitely seems to be a Nipsey Hussle audience member because he says the culture your family clings to and appropriates just lost a young king. Have some class. So that seems like somebody that will follow Nipsey Hussle. Here,
okay.
LA is mourning. Show some respect. Man, I'm so sick of this family. I mean, there's thousands of them. So maybe you should go look at them, and then you'd see how much
influence
that this has.
I believe you. I believe that that's what people do on Instagram to someone who has absolutely nothing to do with Nipsey Hussle. I believe that 100% because if Kanye West died, you know Kim Kardashian would be mourning. It would be really sad. Would I be upset if Britney Spears posted when Kanye West died? No, I'm not going to be upset with Britney Spears for doing what she does with her audience in her part of Louisiana, doing what she does because Kanye West passed away. And people going to Britney Spears' comment and saying, how Kanye West just died? How are you going to continue to live and go to work? That's like telling people don't go to work today because of what happened to someone that has absolutely nothing to do with you. Kim Kardashian is not from the hood. Why would I want Kim Kardashian to say or do anything about him? Because if she did, they'd be ripping her apart way worse. She needs to mind her business, go over there and post her kids, whatever she's doing, and leave this one alone. That's how I feel. Go on about your business, post what you post on your stuff with your job, and let us do what we do over here. I'm not even looking at her. I'm so focused on Lauren right now. I don't even see what Kim Kardashian is doing. So anybody that wants to go in that lady's comments, they just don't like her already because they don't like how she appropriates the culture. But she is definitely not a gangster. She is definitely not from the streets. And she is definitely not repping Rolling 60. So I know that anything that has to do with that has nothing to do with her. Not even Kanye is from the hood. His mother was a professor. He is from middle class America. So I don't expect her or him to even say or do anything. They don't know nothing about that.
Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you, caller. Bye.
Bye.
All right. Hold on. We got to get back in here because I didn't think I lost the damn dashboard. Uh-oh. So we don't have the dashboard up. So listen, if you didn't get in this time, you can get in next time, okay?